John 12:44-46. Then Jesus cried out, "When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When he looks at me, he sees the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." John 12:44-46. These are staggering claims, my friend. These are staggering claims. I have come into the world. I have been sent into the world. I was born into the world, and so were you. Christ came into the world because he was sent into the world, sent by God his Father. And not only that, when a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but he believes in the one who sent me. If a man trusts me, he trusts Almighty God my Father. If a man rests his soul upon me, he rests his soul upon Almighty God my Father. When he looks at me, when a man looks at me, observes me, studies me intensely, goes on looking at me constantly, observing, drawing all from me, he's doing all that with God the Father. What a combination! I have been sent from God the Father. And when a man believes in me, he believes in God the Father. God the Father, God the Son, united in this way. These are amazing claims. And he's calling sinners. He cries out to trust in him, believe in him, to look to him. John 14, verse 1 and on. You trust in God, trust also in me. There's the same thought. You trust in God, trust also in me. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14, 1 to verse 6. Romans 5, 1. Being justified by faith in Christ, of course, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 1 on. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. In Jesus Christ, we see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. These and many, many other texts of Scripture are amazing, staggering claims. Who is this man who can say, when a man believes in me, believing in me, trusting me, he trusts in Almighty God my Father. He looks to me, he's looking at God himself. What a staggering claim. Who is this man but Emmanuel, God with us? Notice the word when. When a man believes in me. If a man does not believe in me, does not look to me, then he stays in darkness, as we shall see in verse 46. The word when there speaks of a time when this man comes to faith, this woman to faith, the person comes to the place where they're converted. They're not born into the faith. I know some teach that, but they're not born into the faith. They're born again by God's Spirit into the faith. And when, if somebody believes in me, if and when, my friend, have you ever come to that place where you have been converted? Have you ever been converted? Are you looking to Jesus? Are you trusting him for your salvation as your Lord, as your Redeemer, as your King? As your priest, as your prophet, as your all in all, are you looking to Jesus? going on looking to Jesus, constantly looking to Jesus. Are you born again? Are you converted? Are you truly repentant and believing? When a man believes in me, it's not creeds, it's not pastor, it's not confession, it's not church, it's not ritual, it's not decency, it's not respectability. I'm not making it up. People believe all that. They trust that. They look to church, creed, confession, pastor, whatever. Parents, upbringing. No, no. A man, a woman must look to Christ. Have you looked to Christ? Are you looking to Christ? When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. I was sent into the world to save sinners, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. People saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The pre-existence of Christ, the coming into the world, and the purpose of that coming, to save sinners. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. When a man believes in me, he comes into the light. As Peter describes it in 1 Peter 2 verse 9, that God's wonderful, God's marvelous light, brought out of darkness into God's marvelous light, the wonderful light of Christ. Again, you get it in Colossians 1:13, translated out of the realm of darkness into the kingdom of light of Christ. My friend, if you've never been converted, you're yet in darkness, still in darkness. You were born in darkness. You must be born again into the light. Darkness. That means two things. It means first, ignorance. Without Christ, you know nothing worth knowing. You may be the professor of this theology degree in university, you may have this PhD and all the rest, but until you know Christ, you know nothing. Ignorance. And of course, darkness also means sin. We're ruined in Adam. And until we look to Christ, until we trust in Christ, we're yet in our sins and under the wrath of God. We've seen this in John chapter 3. Oh friend, if you do not trust Christ, if you are not trusting Christ, looking to him as your Savior and Lord, you're in your sins and in ignorance. There is no other name, says Peter, under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I am the way. I am the truth, says Christ. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Me. Do you want to go on staying in ignorance? In darkness? Not knowing God? Blind? Deaf? Dumb? Ignorant? On the road to damnation? No, you don't want that. Of course you don't want it. Then look to Jesus and trust in Christ. I have come. I have come. I have been sent. I have been sent. 44, 45, 46, it comes over and over again. And it's believe, 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 look, look. And it's all Christ. Jesus cried out. He raised his voice and there's thunder through the crowd. I hope my words are reaching you, my friend. I want to cry out to you. Look unto Jesus Christ. Look unto me, says the word of God, speaking in the name of God. Look unto me. Prophet Isaiah saying this. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. Isaiah 45 and verse 22. Here we are coming to the parting words of Christ. Will you listen to them, my friend? If you do not believe, you will perish in your sins. Look to Jesus. Believe and trust him now. And you will be in the light, and in the light forever. And you will know and see and enjoy God now and forever. I'll close with a few verses from 1 John chapter 1. You see, John, when he wrote his letter, were his letters. He never forgot these words of Christ. Let me read what he said in his first letter and chapter 1. You could not ask a better commentary on this text, John 12:44-46. Listen to it. It's 1 John chapter 1, verses 5-7. This is the message we have heard from him, that is Jesus, and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies, cleanses us from all, from every sin. Let me go on just a little further. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, that's not to a priest in a box. That's to Christ by faith. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Oh, confess your sins to Christ now. Trust him and look to him, and you will be in the light and in the light forever. You will pass from darkness to light, and you will see and know God forever and ever.